What's going on, my friends? This is Alex Pardo. You're listening to episode 289 of the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What is up, my friends? How's everyone doing out there? Guys, it is... So I am recording this on our early Sunday morning. It's just hit about 6 a.m. here. And this is actually probably the first time I think I've ever recorded a podcast on a Sunday morning. I don't usually. So I got up about 4:15 today, and I don't usually wake up that early on Sundays. I kind of reserve, you know, waking up sometime between 4 and 6 on weekdays, but just got a lot of things going on in my mind right now. Have you ever had kind of those moments or those seasons in your life where you just have so many things? You feel so hungry, you feel so ambitious, and just so many things that are bouncing around in your head. One of the things that has really come up for me a lot lately, guys, that I recently started doing, and it's been really, really helpful for me, is what I've put on my calendar now as quote unquote think tank time. Think tank. And I have, you know, I don't know if it's my reticular activating system. You know, it's kind of like when you, that analogy of, you know, you never notice a particular car on the road, but all of a sudden you go and you decide to buy that car or lease that car, and then all of a sudden you see that car everywhere, right? That's the reticular activating system at play. And lately, over the course of the last 2-3 months, I continue to just hear about high achievers, you know, very, very successful entrepreneurs and people that I look up to talk about, you know, them having time carved out every single day. Usually it's in the morning, although it doesn't need to be, but just to think, not take out their phone, not take out their laptop or computer, but literally just pen and paper and just think and just write. And, you know, I have so many things that I'm going to accomplish this year, and so many people that I want to help, so many things that I feel, you know, I feel that nudge, the gut feeling, the tap on the shoulder from God of things that, you know, the direction that he's taking me and things I want to do. I've kind of alluded to this in some previous episodes recently. And I have all these things and thoughts and ideas and all these things just bouncing around in my head. I don't know if you can, I know this is a podcast and I can't really get feedback right now from you, but hopefully you can relate to what I'm saying. I think everybody has been there at one point or the other. And one of the things that can really help with that is just think tank time. So this morning I woke up a little bit before 4:15. You know, by the time I got out of the house, it was 5 a.m. I walked into the office and I just spent about an hour, literally just finished spending about an hour just writing. And most of it was centered around goals and things I want to do, things I want to accomplish this year, and things I will accomplish this year. So I broke it down into family, personal, and business. Okay, and I probably, I don't know, in 2 pages, I probably wrote down 5 to 10 bullet points in each category. But you know, and that's a lot of goals, by the way. Some of them are big, some of them are small, but I was just kind of thinking, and some of these took me a lot longer. And it's interesting because sometimes thinking can be challenging, right? Because if you don't know what you want, if you don't have that clarity, it's difficult to put down. But one of the things that that I'm doing now is I'm letting my thoughts flow through my hand, through the pen, and onto the paper. And I'm not filtering, right? So I think that's the mistake that some people make, is that you start to filter. So if you're setting goals, or if you're creating a vision or whatever it might be, you start saying to yourself, well, that might not be possible in X amount of time, or how am I going to do that? And you start worrying about the how, as opposed to just removing the filters, taking off any mental roadblocks, and just writing, and just write, and just let things flow. And sometimes you might be surprised what comes out on paper. You know, if you look at that paper and you're not, it doesn't scare you a little bit, then maybe you're not thinking big enough, or maybe you're just not allowing yourself to believe that you can accomplish whatever it is that you've written down. And by the way, this applies to not just goal setting. It could be anything. It could be It could be writing a story that's in your head, or writing, hey, what's holding me back? What are my limiting beliefs right now? What am I choosing to believe that if I was to remove those limiting beliefs, I could get to that next level, or I could insert the blank, right? So just, it could be as simple as, hey, you know, I think I mentioned this on the last podcast or a couple podcasts ago. If X was to be simple, what would that look like? Right. So if you're struggling right now hiring someone, or if you're struggling with deal flow, or you're not making the kind of money you want to make, you don't have the types of relationships that you want to have in your life. Well, if that was to look simple, what would that look like? Right. Or if I was to achieve the things I want to achieve, what kind of person do I want to become? All these different types of questions that you ask yourself, this can be part of your think tank time. It's just making sure. I think the hardest part is scheduling the time to do it. You know, one of the things that my family and I are really, really good at, because travel is so important to us. We absolutely love traveling. I think in 2018, we went on 11 trips as a family. And I'm not talking business, by the way. I'm just talking, you know, mini vacations, whether it's like a weekend getaway, 2 to 3 week getaway, 2 to 3 day getaway, I should say, or a longer trip, you know, a week or more. We took 10 or 11 of those trips last year. And in January, you know, I sat down with my wife and I said, okay, well, where do we want to go this year? What do we want to do as a family? And we literally just started booking trips. And so I think as of right now, it's, you know, depending on when you're listening to this, this is getting released in March. I think we have 6 or 7 trips booked, and I'm sure, God willing, more will get added. Same concept, you know, schedule what's important to you, because if you don't put it on your calendar or whatever system you have, if you don't put it out into the world, into the universe, and if you don't take that first step, that first action, and for us, it's actually paying money, you know, making reservations, then it's not going to happen. So for me, I know that when I don't put everything on my calendar. That calendar system doesn't work for me. I used to operate where every single to-do I wanted to accomplish in that day would hit my calendar. And I had this color coding system, and it looked like a rainbow, right? My calendar was just filled with all these colors, and it started to create a little bit of anxiety, not anxiety, but it was just like this, it wasn't a positive feeling that it gave me. It just felt like overwhelmed. Like I just had too much on my plate. And so I simplified it now. So my calendar, the only things that hit my calendar are the most important things. So it's not the to-dos, and it's not that the to-dos are not important, because there are certain things you have to do on a daily basis to hit your weekly, monthly, yearly goals and your targets, right? But right now my calendar system is really just meetings. And by the way, a meeting that could even be like my date nights, our date night, my wife and I, we have date nights, and that's in the calendar. You know, so if you, right now, one of the things that I recently started doing is father-daughter dates. And we usually don't do it at night, but like whether it's going to the park or whether it's me taking them somewhere or reading or just having that uninterrupted time where I can just be present with them and just, you know, build that bond, create those memories. So whatever's important to you, make sure that it hits your calendar. And so for me now in the morning, you know, for probably about a year and a half to 2 years now, I've been using Headspace to meditate. And it's usually between 10 and 15 minutes. I find that my day starts off so much better when I can disconnect and just meditate. Right? Just be with my thoughts. And it's a guided meditation. Highly recommend the app Headspace. But now think time has hit my calendar. And I started with 15 minutes. And today I did an hour, because I've been feeling really, really inspired. I feel more in tune with my God-given gifts and talents. And I'm just creating a plan to make sure that I'm spending 80% of my time within the talents and gifts that God has given me, and I'm tapping into them so that I can show those to the world. And this podcast is just one of those platforms, or just a small example in how I'm tapping into some of my gifts and talents. But really the takeaway, guys, is schedule that think tank time, is what I'm calling it. You know, Sarah Blakely from Spanx, she spoke at 10X GrowthCon. She spoke a lot about that, how she just takes time to think. That was another example of where I heard it again, you know, in beginning of February. And I'm like, I really need to start doing this. And now it's hit my calendar and I've been consistent with it. So that's what I want to just kind of leave you with, guys, today. It's not so much of a Q&A episode per se. It's more just something that, you know, I'm finding that the episodes, I enjoy hopping on here, and I love having guest experts, and I love interviewing them, because I think you guys are getting a lot of value from it. And you know, you get a peek into other people's worlds and what's working for them. I learn so much from them. It gives me the ability to connect with just high level thinkers, achievers, thought leaders, etc. But I love these shows where I jump on by myself, because I feel like I'm just sharing with you what's in my head, what's working, what's not working, the things that are important to me that I think can potentially be important to you, or hopefully you can draw certain things that you can apply to your life and to your business. And I think this is one of those areas that can have a big impact for you, you know, not just in your business, but also in your personal life. But for me, the biggest thing is actually just taking that first step. And that first step for me is getting it on the calendar and then honoring that commitment. You know, that's how you build self-confidence, guys, is by keeping the commitments and the micro commitments that you make to yourself. So whether it's working out, you know, on a daily basis, or eating a certain way, adopting certain habits, you know, it could be, hey, I want to get through a book a week or a book a month or whatever it is for you. Honoring those commitments, that's how you build that self-confidence and how you build the self-confidence muscle, right? Is and so for me, it's this think tank time. And sometimes you're going to fall off, you know, but don't dwell too much on that. Just hop back on. Tomorrow's another day. The next minute, the next 5 minutes, the next hour of your day is a new opportunity to adopt a different mindset, choose to believe something that's empowering, that's enriching you in your life. And so what I want to encourage you guys is to just carve out, start with 10 minutes. Everybody and anybody listening to this can devote 10 minutes to anything that's important to them. Hopefully what I've been able to accomplish in this episode is how important it is to just kind of think and let your thoughts take thoughts and put them on paper, right? It frees you up. It creates some of that mental equity that's going to allow you to operate and be the best version of yourself. So that's what I want to leave you with, guys, today. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you. I genuinely, genuinely mean that. Thank you for tuning into this podcast. And reach out. Let me know how I can make it better. Let me know how I can improve it, how I can add more value, and how I can continue to operate within my gifts. If there's anything I can do for you, please reach out to me, alex@flipempire.com. Connect with me on social media, on Instagram. It's alexpardo25. You can find me on Facebook, and just thank you. Really, really appreciate you. Go make it happen. Go accomplish what's yours, and take that first step, okay? We'll talk soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.